Good afternoon and welcome to Say It in Spanish. My name is Ray Ramirez, and we bring to you the Monday 4:30 session or lessons for a new verb every Monday. Today's session, we have a light crew here today, so you may just hear a few voices.
It's not light, it's streamlined.
Yeah, we're streamlined. Yes, I like that. Yes, maybe we should practice
like
that verb. Streamlined verb. Yes. My name is Ray, and helping me here is Doña Audrey.
Yes, Doña Audrey.
And
I know you guys think I change my name every week, but really... when we're doing Spanish, I go by Eli because Lisi just sounds ugly.
And so, I asked you, I think, in an email, how do you spell that?
It's E-L-I. It's short for Elisabe.
Very good. Eli.
Very good.
In vez de Lisi, E-L-L-I-E.
So Eli. Okay. Yes, and we are going to work with a verb to come across, to find... to meet, meet with, discover, discover to find, to discover something or to find a place. There's two verbs rather for that, but one of them is hallar, right?
Hallar.
So and that sounds a little bit different, or it's spelled differently than it sounds in Spanish. So that's hallar.
Yes, you had the double L.
Right. You have the double L, and then you have the silent H.
And this is where we can get people a little bit confused because some people learn Spanish with saying the j, ajar.
Right.
Yeah, depends.
The double L, especially.
Yes, where you learned it. So either way, it is the same. Yeah. It is correct. So just follow us along with ayar.
So they say the j in Puerto Rico and also in
Argentina, which comes from Portuguese. I think the Portuguese influence of the j.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yes, it has the Portuguese influence. So the y and the double l have the j sound.
Very cool.
I do not, I'm familiar with it. I heard it. I don't use it myself, but I understand it. So, ayar. If you use it here, fine. Works for me. Okay.
You'll understand it.
Yes, I will.
I won't.
So let's conjugate the verb so someone listening will know how the verb sounds. So hallar then is going to sound like I find. You can say what do I do? First
yo
person.
Yo
mm-hmm. And the second person would be what?
Tú hallas.
Okay. And he or she or you formal is going to be?
Él, ella, usted halla.
Okay. And those are your singular forms of that verb. The plural forms are going to be we, which is going to be...
Nosotros o nosotras hallamos.
Okay. And they, or you, all plural.
Ellos, ellas, ustedes hallan.
Okay. So that's present tense. The past tense that we practice here is the pretérito, or past completed action. And first person again will be what? I found...
Yo hallé.
Okay. And you, the second person?
Tú hallaste.
Okay. And then he or she?
Él, ella, usted halló.
Okay. And then the plurals will be we again?
Nosotros, nosotras hallamos.
Which is the same as the present tense, okay? And then the they?
Ellos, ellas, ustedes hallaron.
Okay. And that completes the pretérito. Now, the future tense, we have the infinitive form hallar plus a syllable through that. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this. I, first person, would be?
Yo hallaré.
Okay. And the second person?
Tú hallarás.
And the he or she?
Él, ella, usted hallará.
Okay. And we?
Nosotros, nosotras hallaremos.
Okay. And then we have they...
Ellos, ellas, ustedes, hallarán.
Okay. And that completes the tenses for the future tense. And if this is a verb of interest, give us a call.
The number here is 919-929-9601.
Yes, we'd welcome calls, and we'll work with you,
Don't be afraid to interrupt us, because we all interrupt each other anyway, so...
Exactly.
Call up.
Add some variety to the mm-hmm. conversation here, because we will have some comments, phrases to discuss, but listen up and maybe they'll give you an idea to follow up with us. And imperativo, we can also use that. It'll be what?
For the informal too, it's haya o no hayes.
Okay, and the formal?
The formal would be haya, no haya.
Okay, and then the you all would be?
Ellos, ellas, ustedes, hayen, no hayen. And actually, that'd just be ustedes.
Ustedes. Ustedes. When you give a imperativo, you probably mostly use ustedes, hayen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, I guess that would be if you were going to tell somebody, don't meet that person. Because yeah. I don't see you how you would say, don't find anything.
Yeah.
Don't find anything wrong with my presentation.
Don't discover some enchanted island somewhere and never come back to Chapel Hill.
Because we're in one enchanted island, yeah, right?
We are in an enchanted island.
Only time I would say don't find anything wrong is when I've done all I could and I didn't find anything wrong myself, or don't find anything
wrong. So that's when you would say it to yourself, like right. inside your head, don't find anything wrong, yeah. please, please, please. Yeah. Like your resume, my goodness.
Yeah. But that can be, yes, especialmente con los estudiantes. The students would beg that to the teacher, don't find anything wrong with my paper.
But it's one of those things that you say internally, you kind of chant it inside yes. your head.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. But the verb does have its practical uses. So let's try some of this. Present tense. Let's go with some sentence. Every week, I come across something new to discuss. Okay.
Cada semana, hallo algo de nuevo para discutir.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, where do you find a good place to eat in Carborough?
¿Dónde hayes un buen lugar para comer en Carborough?
Okay.
En muchos lugares.
En cada esquina.
Sí. Well, see, I'm an outsider. I have to ask.
Do you all know some good places to eat in Carborough? Feel free to call and join our conversation at 929-9601.
And if you have a specific place, hey, call it, give it to me, because I eat here in Carborough on Monday night, so I have to find a good place. I come from Durham, really. The student doesn't find anything wrong with his paper.
El estudiante no haya nada mal con su papel, su right. ensayo.
Yes. Okay. And that is the way students present them. They don't find anything wrong.
Well, you know, confidence in presentation sometimes is enough to make something that's not so solid at least palatable.
Right.
Well, no, I had a professor say that to me. Even if you were unsure of your conclusion in a philosophy paper, never hint at it.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Be even if you make a subtlety of a distinction between your thoughts and the philosopher's, it's better just to stick with it and not waffle about.
Yeah. Okay. See? That's what you do. So what do you find of interest in this? We always find something to talk about.
Siempre hallamos algo de que hablar.
Okay. Yes, and that's why we do this. That's how we bring this to you. What do you find of interest in the Spanish language?
¿Qué es lo que hay de interés en el idioma español?
Yes, and I asked that in the plural form, right? In the way we expressed it in Español, but in English, we just one way to say it. You mm-hmm. can ask one person, or what do you all find?
¿Qué es lo que haya mm-hmm. de interés?
Sí. Yeah, they said hayan. Yeah,
and that signals. If you do find something of interest, give us a call.
Sí. Yes. If you do find something, call us. So, what is the best thing that you find about this lesson? Which is another question.
¿Qué es lo mejor que hayan sobre esta lección?
Okay. So, and if there is a chance that you want to call us and say, well, say it more slowly, then there'll be a clue that maybe we should slow down. But I try to. Yeah. For learning purposes, we want to speak slowly. And that is the intent. Okay, let's.
And how would you say that if you were speaking with a native speaker and you wanted them to slow down? What would you say?
Hable más despacio, por favor.
Or even más despacio, por favor. Just mm-hmm. if you can.
Sí.
Despacio. It's not rude to just say that word, especially when you incorporate that with your body language. I think we talk about that a lot,
mm-hmm.
that using gestures yeah. and your body mm-hmm. language can frame what you're saying in another language, especially right. if you want to make sure you don't come across as rude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's ongoing, you can just express yourself, despacio, por favor,
mm-hmm.
and they get the message that, I mean, they're going too fast. And if we are, give us a call. So I didn't find the store where you bought the album.
No hay en la tienda donde usted compró el álbum.
Okay. I didn't come across much to say about this verb either.
No hay tanto que decir sobre este verbo.
Okay. Now, did you find a place for the meeting?
¿Hallaste un lugar para la reunión?
Okay. She found us the perfect place for our next vacation.
Ella nos halló el lugar perfecto para nuestras próximas vacaciones.
Okay. We didn't find anything wrong with her presentation.
No hallamos nada mal con su presentación.
Mm-hmm. And it's hoping that you don't find anything wrong with ours either, right? Todo bueno. Everything good. Nada malo. Nothing bad. Now, did you find the new place for the radio station? For the right person?
¿Hallaron el nuevo lugar para la estación de radio? No, no todavía, pero estamos buscando.
Okay.
Sí, porque queremos quedar en Carpero cerca de sí. la gente que servimos.
Yes, there may be a minor interruption, I don't know, but hopefully we continue.
We will speak as we carry the tower across the street.
Oh, okay.
we will broadcast. We are your community radio station.
Absolutely.
We don't do this for ourselves, so we'll carry that tower around and camp on the Weaver Street lawn. And
right.
Yeah.
And keep on talking.
So,
keep
yes,
on,
come
keep
and help
on.
Us. Bring us something if we're broadcasting out on the street. We'd like to see you. We like to have
some. Yeah, so if you're skittish of calling, just stop by. We're actually in the old converted bank across the street from Weaver Street on North Greensboro in Carrboro. So, and we are live this afternoon and every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5 doing mm-hmm. this bilingual programming. So if you don't want to call and you happen to be in the area, just swing on by.
Yes, absolutely. And this is all for you, for the community.
Okay. Okay.
So let's give you some more information.
Yeah, so let's talk about the future.
Future, okay. I will find more time to help you.
Hallaré más tiempo para ayudarte.
Okay. And we will find more time to help you too. Hallaremos. Yeah. You will find new meaning in life when you learn another language.
Hallarás nuevo significado en la vida cuando aprendas otro idioma.
Sí, otro idioma. Correcto. Sí. Sí, muy bien. El idioma. And sometimes when I'm doing this, a sentence comes to my head. I just mm-hmm. got to put it down. So
mm-hmm.
it is something to consider.
That's about that.
Yes. Learn the language. It'll change. It'll change your life.
Practica, practica.
Yes, practice, practice, practice.
Cuando aprendas un lenguaje nuevo, vas a encontrar personas nuevas y por ellos vas a encontrar nueva vida.
Sí.
All right. So learning in a new language, you will meet new people and learn new ways too.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you'll find a new life through the people that you meet in other languages.
See. Okay. You will find the book very interesting.
Hallará el libro muy interesante.
Mm-hmm. We will come across another verb of interest for the next lesson.
Hallaremos otro verbo de interés para la próxima lección. And if you have one that you'd like us to use for a program, call us and let us know.
Or you can contact us via email at radio.spanish@yahoo.com.
Okay.
No excuse.
Yes.
And of course, we're talking about to practice, 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 you can listen to this broadcast again on another
Absolutely.
Time of the week, right?
We're on at repeated show Wednesdays from 12 to 1. And We are listed in the archives on our radio, on our website, www.communityradio.coop. Click on the podcast link and look for Dímelo en Inglés and say it in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And if you call, we will find you an answer.
Te haremos una respuesta.
Sí. You will find that you're learning the language by listening to us also.
Ustedes hallarán que están aprendiendo el idioma en escucharnos.
Right. Even if you're not practicing, just by listening, it's coming to you. So next step is you take the ball and throw it back at us.
Yeah, so in a way that you can get some practice is Monday nights at 7 o'clock in Tres Amigos Taqueria in Carborough on Main Street. They have a program called Intercambio. Yeah. 10 minutes of conversation in Spanish and 10 minutes of conversation in English with whoever comes, and also quite tasty food.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk more about that.
We do, and it's a great way to connect with your community members too.
Great, because yes, we'll get more information out so we can I can pass on to some of my students too, because mm-hmm. I think they'd be interested. Okay, now the imperativo, few one. Find a place that is nice and quiet.
Hay un lugar que es agradable y tranquilo para estudiar.
Sí.
To study.
Sí. Don't find a place that has very loud noise.
No, hay es un lugar ruidoso. Ruidoso.
Sí. Un lugar ruidoso. Yes. No, you have to be nice, quiet. Now, the verb hallar is infinitivo. Let's hear some of that. I had to find another parking space for my car.
Tuve que hallar otro espacio de estacionamiento para mi coche.
Okay.
Estacionamiento, that's a parking place. Uh-huh. That comes from estacionar, to park.
Estacionar, yes. And I define it on the end. Parquear.
Parquear.
Yeah. Official word for that, mm-hmm. parquear. I cannot find a better job than what I have.
No puedo hallar un mejor trabajo que el que tengo.
Yes. So just do nothing. That's good enough for me.
Oh, dear.
You have to find more time to listen to us.
Tienen que hallar más tiempo para escucharnos.
Sí. And she can't find where she parked her car.
Ella no puede hallar donde estacionó su carro.
Yeah. Qué lástima. What a pain.
And those two sentences came to me while I was doing this when I went to the...
when you were parking your car.
Yeah, when I...
Attempting to park his car.
When I went to the mall, I did all that.
It's just one of the nice things about those little clickers for your car. You can always hit the horn if you can't
hit the panic button. And, oh, dear, what happened? Yes. ¿Qué me pasó? What happened to me? Yeah.
Okay, let's review some of the vocabulary that we used today. And we had the word, an adjective, every. Every has, how do you identify the every?
Cada uno, everyone. Yeah. Or if you want to talk about everything, like all of something, todo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Comí todo el tiempo. Todo el pastel. I ate the whole cake.
Everything.
Like everything
the whole
of the
thing.
Cake.
The whole thing, yes, everything. And then with the word, the word store, is, for retail is what?
La tienda.
Okay. Now, a shoe store, we call it a what?
Zapatería.
Okay. And then what about a candy store?
La dulcería.
Okay. What about a bread store?
La panadería.
Okay. What about a clothing store?
La ropería.
Okay. What about a meat market?
La carnicería.
So there's a trend there that we can create a label in Spanish for some of the stores mm-hmm. that
you take
sell
the verb
specific
for the pun and then you change it into mm-hmm. a
yeah pun
yeah
pan
so on the end of it.
So you got noun plus iría equals store for selling said noun. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What it sells? You know, a specific one.
So, for a drugstore, what would that be?
La droguería.
Droguería.
And then you have a la
droguería, but also botica.
Botica. And that's, don't they usually put up like a big green cross outside of those? Like farmacia, botica, that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I think they have one.
I just remember looking for those in South America this summer when I was unwell.
Yeah. So that's okay. Now, a grocery store does not go that route. What is it called?
Abacaria.
Abarrotes. Mar. Me acuerda de un abarrotes en Ollantaytambo, cerca de Cusco, en Perú, donde vivía un amigo mío y su familia y todo. Abarrotes Mar.
Okay. So you hear that? You see that when you travel to another country, you see that do the words. Here you don't. You're not exposed too much of that. A meeting is what?
La reunión, la junta, la conferencia.
Okay. Any one of those can be a meeting. Now we also have various labels for a car. What do I call it?
El coche, el carro, el automóvil, el auto, and la máquina.
Okay, all of that. It kind of varies from people from different countries or such that have a label for the car. Now, we talked about parking. Park.
Estacionar, parquear.
Yes, that's your verb to park. Estacionar. Estacionar el coche, parquear el coche. Okay. So, the verb for today was hallar, to find. To come across, to meet with, to discover, to find a place. Okay, and do we have? We can go over the verb.
We've got some time. Okay. Unless somebody calls us.
Yeah. Well, call and interrupt. Okay, let's label the or let's mention the verb from the present, the pretérito, and by the person, first person, across, and out to the future. Okay.
Okay.
Yo, ayo, ayé, ayaré.
Okay. And then the two is ayas, ayaste, ayarás.
And él, ella, usted, allá, ayó, ayará.
Okay.
Nosotros, nosotras, hallamos, hallamos, hallaremos.
Ellos, ellas, ustedes, hallan, hallarán, hallarán.
Okay. And that's the... those are the forms of the verb that we work with, and this gives you enough detail that you can carry on a conversation. You can do something with all verbs that we do them in these three tenses. So people get, scared when they talk about the verb and conjugating the verb because it's got 14 tenses, but who knows them? I don't.
Well, if you get your past, present, and future,
that is sufficient to carry you.
You know, you might want to throw in the imperfect past sooner or later, but you can always get that out of a book.
Yeah.
You can always get it out of the book. And the thing is, these tenses are, just like Ray said, they're good, useful tenses. Mm-hmm. You can take them out and say, I am doing this, or I will do this, or I did this, and that's pretty much you've got your three like time frames set out there.
That gives you all the time that you expressions and time that you will want to deal with. Anyways, for me, it has worked all my life.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
What more of an endorsement do you need than that?
See, okay. But we'll always look forward to bring another verb to you and stay tuned and listen to us next week for a new verb.
More of Say It in Spanish next week from 4:30 until 5, preceded by Dímelo en Inglés from 4:00
And listen
o'clock
to both.
To
you learn a lot.
Okay. Till next week. Thanks.
Hasta luego.
Ciao.